We continue our learning of the Mishnah stuff in Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're about to see a parak dal in Mishnah Gimel. Ha'ona'a arba'a chesef me'eshim va'arba'a chesef la'sela shesus la'mekach. So just remind ourselves of the coins. We've mentioned a sela in the past. Four dinar or zuz, zuz and dinar are the same. Four zuz of four dinar equal a sela, and six ma'a equal a dinar. So that means 24 ma'a are in a sela. So here we want to know what's considered ono, what's considered overcharging or underpaying, because remember that ono applies not only to the, it's not only that the buyer may be defrauded where he's being overcharged and he doesn't understand. It could be that the one who's selling the item is not sure what its exact value is, and then the buyer can deceive him to sell him an item, and the buyer will end up underpaying, and that's also a case of ona. So how much is considered fraud? How much is considered ona? So the Mishnah says, ona is arba kesef. When we speak about kesef, we're speaking about ma'os. So it's four silver ma'os. Me'esim v'arba kesef la'sela, out of 24 silver ma'os, which equal a sela. So that's another way of saying that as the Mishnah says, shesus la'mekach, it's a sixth of the purchase. So the amount of the underpayment, the overcharge, whatever it is 1/6 of the true value of whatever that article, that object is being purchased. So if let's say it's worth, the object is worth 24 mos and it's sold for 28, so here the buyer's been overcharged a sixth of the value. And let's say it was sold for 20 mos, so instead of when it's worth 24, so the seller has been underpaid by 1/6. That is that's what ona is, 1/6. Now, we'll learn later that the way it works is when it comes to ona, when it's a shesus lamekach, it's actually exactly a sixth that's being overcharged or underpaid. So the halacha is that the sale is valid, and the money has to be returned. Whatever was overcharged or underpaid has to be returned. The halacha, but if, let's say, someone overcharges by more than this 1/6, more than 16.6%, so then we say the whole sale is null and void. And if it's less, we assume that a person is going to be mochel. So that is, if it's, can a person, is that mutter? So that's a question, whether it would be mutter. It could be that, yeah, the person we assume is mochel, but it doesn't give a person the right to overcharge by, let's say, even 1/10, because knowing full well that that's considered, even though it's not halachically ona, you shouldn't be overcharging, even though it's 1/10, and even though the halacha is that a person we assume the person is going to be mochel. So that's a question. But nonetheless, that is the halacha regarding a six. Less than a six, we say we assume the person is mochel. You don't have to return anything. Exactly a six, the sale is a sale, but the extra is returned. And more than a six, it's null and void. So we'll see that a little bit later. It says the Mishnah, an masai muta lahachzir. Okay, up until what point can a person revoke this sale? Person who was cheated, he now wants to demand that either to invalidate the sale or to get his money back, whatever it is. So the Mishnah says, I kadesha yarel atagar olukrovo. He has enough time to take now. Let's say he's the buyer. The buyer was overcharged, so he comes, maybe I was cheated. So he goes to find some merchant or a relative who may know, what the value of objects normally are that he just bought, and he asks them, and then if he has enough time to do that and then return, so that's it. But he waited longer than that, so then it's too late. We assume the sale is a sale. Now that is regarding the buyer. Of course, if you didn't have anyone to go to, so maybe we could extend the time. There's no merchant available, no relative available. What if the seller was one who was defrauded? The seller ended up the buyer ended up underpaying. The seller was defrauded. Now who's going to go to? He doesn't have the object. He was just given money, not enough money. The buyer has the object. So for him, he has an extended period of time. Obviously, until some point, he can ask people this is what I sold, this is what the guy paid me, and find out. But obviously, he has more time because he doesn't have the object in his hand. Hora, Rabbi Tarfon Belod, Ho'na Shmona Kesef Lasela, Shlish Lamekach. Rabbi Tarfon came along and said that Ona, in fact, is, you could say he's Makel for the sellers. maker for the merchants. In what way? He says, you know what? Oh no, it's only you only defraud someone if you charge them a 8 kesef for each, the 8 most kesef for seller, which is a third. That means if you overcharge someone by a fourth or a fifth, we assume the person is mochel. So that's a lot more lenient for the merchants. In fact, there's the mishnah v'samchu tagare lod. This is where Rabbi Tarfon ruled in the city of Lod, and the merchants of Lod were thrilled with that. They loved that because now they can overcharge someone by a fifth or a fourth, and it's still not a problem. The sale is a sale, and we assume the person is mochel on that, and they were very happy to do that. But the halacha was not a sixth according to Rabbi Tarfon, it was a third. Rabbi Tarfon said, not so fast. I hold that they have the right to revoke the sale all day. Means it's not just enough time to go check with a merchant, whatever it is. You know, that would take maybe an hour or so. And after that, then the sale is a sale because he didn't find out what its price was. But I hold, says Rabbi Tarfon, that they have the whole day to rescind. So you know that the merchant said, Yaniach lanu Rabbi Tarfon mikomenu, little Rabbi Tarfon, leave us in our place. Which means we like the original psak of, we'd rather have the psak of 1/6. And the fact that there's a short time for the buyer who's defrauded to go to a merchant to check what the price is, we'd rather do that because a lot of times people don't get back in time and the sale is a sale. We'd rather, and therefore, the merchants of Lod deciding, Rabbi Tam, we're not going to follow you. We'll follow the Chachamim. We'd rather have Ona only be a sixth where we can't overcharge as much, but at least have less time for the buyer to get checked with someone because once that time has passed, so then the sale is going to be a sale. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Echad Halokeach ve'Echad Hamocher Yesh Lehem Ona. As we've said, Ona applies not only to the buyer who's been cheated, but even the Mocher can end up being cheated where the Lokeach underpays for the value. And Kishem Shona LaHedyot Kach Ona LaTagon. The Tanakhama says as well, just like Ona applies to a Hedyot, it applies to a merchant as well. Although we say a merchant knows what the prices are and obviously is Mocher, whatever it is, it's a sixth, shouldn't worry about it. Not true. Tagar as well, we assume that a Tagara merchant as well, it is all there is also Ona for him. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't Ona la Tagar. No, it's not true. Ona doesn't apply to a Tagar. A Tagar is a Bucky, says the Bartanur, Umistama, Achule, Achil Gabe. Obviously, he's Mochel. Aye, why would he sell it? Why would a Tagar sell it for so cheap? Where we're regular people, this would be considered ona. Why do you sell it for this? Mishum diestramile is vina achrisis, says the Ratuna. He's got another sale. It's worthwhile to sell it for a quick price, and he'll be able to sell this or sell something else, or sell this at a higher price. And now, what's going to happen? So now he says, you know what? I want to retract. So, no, we know exactly, Tagar knew exactly what he was doing. Can't retract, that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Misha hu talalav yado al ha'elyona. The one who was defrauded, the one who was cheated, he has the advantage. And he can choose what he wants. What does that mean? Ratza, if he wants omer lo tein lima osai, he has the right to say, this sale is null and void, I want my money back. Oh, or he has a choice, Tainli Masha Onesani. You know what? I'd rather the sale go through. I still want to buy this object. I just want you to give me the money. The difference between, you know, what I was cheated out of, but I want this sale to be a sale. That is the opinion in our Mishnah, but the Gemara brings a brisa with Rabbi Nassan's opinion, who holds the way the halacha follows, exactly what we said, not that the buyer has the right, the one who was defrauded has the choice. I either want to revoke the sale completely, or no, I want the sale to be effective, but I want the extra ona'a money, the six, to be paid back. But no, it doesn't work that way. How does it work? If it's a six, so the sale is effective, and the money is and the extra money is paid. If it's more than a six that he's overcharged or underpaid, the whole sale is null and void. If it's less, so then we say we assume a person is going to be mochel.